Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, my name's Christopher Scott, and I'm here with Frederica Zangarella. How are
fine,
you?
Fine, thanks. I'm fine.
Perfect. What I wanted to do, I've just attended a presentation you gave at the London International Wine Fair, and you gave one on food and wine matching, which is great, because I actually did a presentation myself a couple of days earlier on food and wine matching. But your presentation looked at it differently. It was sort of similar, but at the same time, it was quite different. And it got me thinking about things in new ways, which is brilliant. That's why you come to these events.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering if you could sort of just give an overview, because I noticed you were talking about things like hard senses and soft senses and things like that. Could you just sort of give us a quick overview of that?
Yeah, of course. This is the Italian Association, Sommelier Italian Association method, is the concordance and opposition method. And it's about to pair the wine and the food, having, a knowledge about the characteristic of wine and food. And in order to match it perfectly, because the important thing is to create in the mouth a taste that is better of the taste, singular taste of wine and food. Then when you have the wine and your food and food in your mouth, the pairing is successful when the taste is better than the singular one.
I suppose they call it synergy.
The taste
of the parts, the taste of the whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
Yeah, exactly. And then in order to obtain this result that is not easy to have, you have to know the sensation of the food and the wine. And we divide the sensation of the food and the wine in hard, soft, and dried for the wine, and liquid for the food sensation, because they are the one that they have to combine perfectly. For example, if the food has soft sensation, like for example greasiness or sweet sensation, they are soft, you have to pair it with a wine with hard sensation, which are acidity, minerality, or sparkliness, because they combine perfectly. Soft and hard, at the end they're going to create the perfect aftertaste.
Okay, so what are the hard things in food? Sorry,
the hard are the bitterness, the savouriness, and the saltiness
in the food.
The hard sensation are the one that they are more aggressive. No, they are quite rough.
And the soft is, as you say,
the soft is the sweet tendency and greasiness.
Yeah, I noticed because you mentioned oil as in, what is oil? Yeah. What's oil?
Oil is succulence. We call the liquid sensation, because the succulence is the oil, is when you have liquid in your mouth.
Yeah.
The succulence is when you chew a lot, for example, a boiled egg that is very dry, and you have to chew it in order to have some saliva in your mouth, in order to swallow it, otherwise you choke.
Yeah.
Or for the meat, when you chew the meat is full of juices, and you have water in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
For the oiliness is when, for example, with a fried food or with the salad, when you have liquid oil in your mouth, and in this case, you have to dry out the mouth, because otherwise all these liquids are quite and with the tannins and alcohols you are going to have your mouth very fresh and ready for the other bit of food, the other bite of food. And then it's like a preparation, it's like create the right taste in your mouth to enjoy the rest of your meal.
Okay, so the food, let me just recap so I can make sure I understand this. Soft, hard, and liquid for food.
Yeah.
Soft is things like sugar and grease.
Yeah, sugar is sweet tendency. It's not about sugar. It's more, you know, the crustaceans, for example, the
prawns.
Carrots. They are the sweet tendency. It's not sweet. It's not sugar, but is a sweet tendency. Then sweet tendency and greasiness. They are the soft sensation of the food.
Yeah, yeah.
The hard sensation of their savouriness, bitterness, and saltiness. The third is the liquid sensation, succulence, and oil.
Okay.
For the wine is the soft sensation are the smoothness, the polyalcohols, the one that create this layer very pleasant in the mouth of the glycerol is kind of syrup. Yeah. And then
like a Viognier has high glycerol.
Yeah, exactly. The hard sensation in the wine are acidity, minerality, and sparkliness. And the dried sensations are alcohols and tannins.
Okay.
And then you have to match it or by opposition, because the wine, the food needs to be paired by opposition or by concordance with the same sensation in the food. Of course, it's not easy to explain in a few words.
Concordance, you mean opposition and the same, really, is what you really mean. Concordance is... I sort of understood when you're doing the presentation, but I concordance means the same as. So you might go, what's something that you'd have the same as?
For example, for the lingering, wine and the food, they have to have the same lingering. Otherwise, if the food is going to disappear after 1 or 2 minutes, of course, the wine is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have this third taste, pleasant taste in your mouth. And then basically is like this. You have to use this. In this case, you have to have the same lingering or the same aroma as well of the aromas. If the aroma of the wine is very strong, it covers the aroma of the food. Then they have to have the same kind of aromas the same,
not necessarily the same intensity, aromas, but intensity of aroma.
Yeah. The same structure as well, because if a dish is very structured, is very, greasy, full of spiciness and aromatic herbs, and the wine is light, it's going to disappear, the wine.
Yeah.
Then you have to have a full body wine with a structured food. This is the concordance.
Okay. And what's the best ones that are opposites? What are the oppositions?
The opposition are, of course, if you have a greasy, very greasy food or sweet tendency food, you have to match it with the opposite sensation in the wine, then hardness, then acidity, minerality, or sparkliness.
Okay. And the way I normally look at it is I think greasiness, you know, you got something quite fatty in your mouth. And the acidity just cuts through and cleans it up, you know.
Exactly. It's a way to prepare the mouth, as I said, prepare the mouth to the other piece of food.
Yeah. You mentioned lingering. Where does that fit into the soft, hard, or...
The lingering is about the concordance. It has to have the same in the food and in the wine, because the lingering is very important, because otherwise one taste is going to cover the other. Then the lingering must be the same of the wine and the food. That if you have a very light and delicate dish, a very light and delicate food, the wine must be very light and delicate as well, with not a long lingering, otherwise it's going to disappear.
Yeah.
This is the point. Keep the taste, the same taste in your mouth for the same period of time.
Yeah, or roughly the same length.
Roughly, yes. Yeah. Not exactly, but...
You'd never get that. What about that different people taste differently? You know, we've all got different equipment in our mouths. And our psychology is different. So the things we enjoy aren't necessarily the same. How important do you think that is with food and wine matching?
Well, it's not easy, especially for the sommelier, when he has to suggest a wine, to understand deeply what is the preference of the client. But I think that in any case, the food has to be personalized, because every dish has his own character, and you have to personalize the dish with the right wine. Otherwise, the food is going to taste worse. It was going to be not as good as it is without any wine. Then it's important to do the right match, and in order to let the aromas of the food really be as good as it has to be.
What's your favorite combination?
Oh, my favorite combination. I'm from Piedmont, and then I can say that my favorite combination is the meat with a red wine. Good piece of meat. You have an amazing meat. It's like it's very similar to the Aberdeen.
Aberdeen Angus, the beef.
Yeah. And then it's lean, but it's very tasty and it's very good. And I like the combination meat and red wine. It's full body red wine with a very rare meat. And I think it's the perfect combination.
I noticed you were giving steak that was rare steak.
Yeah, tartare. We used to eat a lot of rare.
If anything I say about tartare is goodbye. obviously, steak tartare. Quite raw, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, literally.
Literally raw.
I didn't get a chance to taste the wine combinations. I arrived a wee bit late, which was a shame. But especially as I hadn't had lunch or breakfast, my mouth was just salivating.
I can imagine.
Oh, horror. But You matched a raw bit of steak to a Nebbiolo from Barbaresco. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, first of all, because in the tartare was already the Nebbiolo inside. The tartare was from a meat from Piedmont, as I said, Fassone, which is the best meat that we have in Piedmont. And the chef decided to put a little bit of Nebbiolo in the tartare in order to have a new flavor. Usually you put oil, salt and pepper and some aromas inside of the tartare, but the dressing was with Nebbiolo. And then we match the Barbaresco, which is made with Nebbiolo grape, the same grape, to enhance the aroma and to have the maximum expression of the wine aroma already mixed with the food. Then it's a perfect match. Easy match, maybe too easy, but we prefer to do a match that it was very recognizable, to let people understand what is a good match.
Okay, what about things like bitter food? So you mentioned artichokes in your presentation.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's very tricky to pair the bitterness. The bitterness is the strongest and the rough, it's very rough sensation. And it's quite tricky to pair, especially with artichokes, because they are not only bitter, but also astringent. They have the astringency. And then you have to pair it, of course, with a white wine, because the red wine has tannins, and then you are going to add astringency to astringency, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, bitter and bitter, they don't cancel
bitter
out.
It's terrible. With artichoke, for example, is good a very smooth and maybe a little bit aged white wine. With a lot of smoothness, not so, not high minerality, because the minerality tend to be a little bit bitter and very aromatic. To have the same sensation.
Oh, perfect. I was, with bitter foods, you can put a wee bit of salt on it and that'll take the edge off the astringency, but you can't do that with tannic wines. I mean, you can have some salt in your food that'll take the edge off the bitterness, but there's nothing. We don't have salt in wine.
No, we can't. We have, of course, the tannins. It depends from the tannins. If the wine is high quality wine, even if it's young, for example, we tasted at the wine tasting, wine and food tasting, Nebbiolo, which was a little bit young because it was 2009 and it still can age for a long time. But in this case, the tannins were hard, were very, very, very strong, but they are pleasant because the high quality wine makes the tannins as well.
Have you ever thought about, this will sound crazy maybe, but have you ever thought about a dessert wine with artichokes? Because sugar hides bitterness.
It's better than a red wine, of course.
Yeah. But
because it's going to, smoothen the high roughness of the bitterness. We can try.
I've never thought about it because I don't need artichokes. But I know that if you get a really tannic wine, in fact, I did this, and you'll hate this, but in my presentation, I had a Barolo, nice Barolo, and it's quite tannic, quite young.
Yeah.
And I got everybody just to put a little bit of sugar in the Barolo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I tell you what, the tannins drop away, the fruit comes up straight away.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was just wondering if you could do this opposite with a sweet wine and a bitter food, whether the sugar would do the same and take out some of the bitterness.
Of course, it's going to take out a little bit of bitterness because the sugar are going to cover the bitterness. I'm only concerned about the aftertaste because with the, for example, the artichoke and a sweet wine, I don't know if the... But I have to, you know, the best way to find out is a matching is good is try it. Even if it's strange, maybe discover a new a new kind of perfect match.
Yeah, perhaps. You know, sauternes and artichokes, definitely something to try.
Wow.
All right then, Frederica, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very
Cheers.
Much.
Cheers.